I think we're pretty much ready to go here with this podcast.
What the hell is a podcast?
That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. That's why they call me so shady. I'm back. I'm back. I murder a
rhyme one word at a time. You never dead air.
I was just getting into this rap thing.
J Squad.
Hey, man. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Title Finding Podcast. I am your host, Charlie, and I would first like to apologize to all of our loyal listeners who may have been excited for the Dungeons & Dragons episode of the Title Finding Podcast, but that is coming soon. We still have a little bit to work on, so we thought we might as well, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We're going back to Jeopardy. We have two contestants who you've seen before and a new contestant. Let's go right down the line. Like traditional Jeopardy, we're going to talk about them. We're going to give an interesting fact as we get to know the contestants. Our first contestant is Lexi. Lexi, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Charlie?
I am fantastic. It says here on my card that you are a world record holder. You actually hold the world record for longest nose hair ever. So tell me like how that came about and why you decided to go for that one.
I'm actually surprised that you learned that. It's like hidden pretty dark on the deep web there, you know, on the dark web. What's it called? Yeah. Pretty deep.
The dark web.
Yeah. So I'm shocked that you found that fact about me. It's not something I like to share with a lot of people. It's why it's, you know, on the deep dark web. But, you know, thanks for sharing that with our five listeners.
Yeah, well, they're all in your family, so I think they already know. But that sounds like one massive pain in the schnoz. Next, our next guest, our returning guest, and kind of co-host at this point. I mean, obviously co-host, Carly. Carly, how are you today?
I'm wonderful. I'm trying to get drunk. I'm tired. I need to get into it. So, and honestly, I was too drunk last time.
Yeah.
Thinking tipsy might be the move.
Well, Carly, it says on my card here, your fun fact, you are a film major in it. And I see that it actually says you've actually filmed a movie on all 8 different continents. Can you please tell us about that? Because I was under the impression there were only 7 of them.
Yeah, that's, you know, there's... And Lexi mentioned something like the dark web. You maybe can find it on there. It's not really talked about, but a little something called the Bermuda Triangle. And you wouldn't have been there. So there's a continent in there somewhere, but we don't.
That's why all those boats, they're not sinking. They're just running ashore.
Right. It's pretty underground. I see.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming back. Hopefully you have better luck this episode. As we turn our sights to our third guest, and returning champion, Danielle. Danielle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. Also trying to get drunk. I've been sober all day doing work and visiting a friend.
Oh, so, well. Danielle, it says here on my card that I understand you're studying weather, but that's not your fun fact. My fun fact is that you actually created the jingle for the newest Burger King campaign. You know, the BK.
Have it your way.
Yeah, can you tell us a little bit about how that came about?
I don't know. It came to me in a lucid dream, actually. Oh. I love Burger King, unironically. And I gave them the idea for free. And wow. I wasn't credited for it. So there is no information on it on the internet, obviously. So I'm a little bit disappointed, but I'm still very pro Burger King.
I think it is amazing that a restaurant that is notoriously so shit can have such a good advertising campaign and a great jingle, and that's good for you. We're going to get right into
I'm
our
just
first
doing
board.
The Lord's work. You just need to change Burger your opinion King. Because it's wrong.
So we're going to dive right in with our three guests today. We're going to our first board. We'll run through the categories for the listeners to hear. Hold on. Okay. No spoilers.
Sorry,
please.
I got excited.
Our categories are reality TV, nickname by athlete, chess, Texas, Florida, or New York. Again, in this category, all of the stats from Texas, Florida, and New York come from the usnews.com. So don't yell at me if you think they're
Why
wrong.
Do we have a returning category?
There's a returning category in both the first and the second. And then our final category is Reddit. Danielle, as you are the current champion, would you please pick where we're going first?
I'm really interested in the Reddit category. Can I get Reddit for 200?
So, Lexi, as you know how Jeopardy works, you can't buzz in until the question is completely finished. So on our little buzzer thing, I'm going to read the question, I'm going to clear the buzzers, and then the first person to buzz in is the one who gets to answer, okay?
Wait, yeah. So should our buzzers be locked?
Actually, yeah, everyone, if you could buzz in please, just to test. Okay, so now, as you know, you buzzed in, you can't buzz again.
Should I turn the sound off of the buzzer?
Yes, please, if possible.
No, I'm not going to do that because I don't know how.
It's the thing that's a sound with the box. I'm pretty sure you don't want the box.
It's a sound box? Oh,
now I hear it. Mine was muted.
Turn off sound? Oh, sound. No, I have to buy premium. Allow buzzing sound on players' devices. No. There we go. Okay. Bang. How much did you want? Reddit for what?
200.
Reddit for 200.
Can you do our buzzer?
I read the question. Oh, once I finish the question, then I clear it. Then you can buzz, and it's the first person to buzz. So you have to wait. It's all about timing when I hit clear. If you like a post on Reddit, you can do this to it, ensuring that more people are able to see it. Danielle buzzed in first.
What is an upvote?
That is correct. Danielle, the board is yours still.
I want to bounce around. I'll do chess for 200.
Chess for 200. This Netflix original is credited with creating a chess renaissance in 2020. Big toenail. I think that's clearly.
What is the Queen's Gambit?
That is correct.
This is bullshit. My buzzer's not working. I knew both.
The buzzer's working. You gotta tap it
really fast if you know the answer.
All about timing.
I know the answers.
Carly, the board is yours.
I would like to go Reddit for 400.
Reddit for 400. When people interact with your comments or posts, you get this. So you better be good. Carly.
No. Is a like?
That is incorrect.
Can I steal?
Danielle, you buzzed in second.
Oh, I did?
Yes.
Oh. What is karma?
That is correct.
This is not good. I'm exposing.
Lexi, can you buzz in quick? Just so we have all the... Thank you. There we go.
You need to be red, Lex.
Danielle, the board is yours.
Reddit for 600.
To date, there are more than 2.8 million of these, from general topics like tech and environment to very specific niches. It's pretty safe to say that there's one for nearly every topic under the sun. Carly.
Is a subreddit?
That is correct. Carly, coming back. Carly, the board is yours.
Reality TV for 200.
This show was in hot water when it started over the usage of the word Guido. Carly.
What is the Jersey Shore?
This is bullshit. I'm stealing it. I'm still not getting it.
That is correct.
I'm done with this. I'm timing this perfectly.
Just mash it if you know it. Mash the space bar.
Oh my god, what's going on?
Excuse me.
Oh, I'm not using the space bar.
Like Super Mario Party with on the A button.
Excuse me, I would like Reality TV for 400. Thank you.
Reality TV for 400. Survivor has had these three ideals ingrained in its gameplay since its inception in 2000. Danielle.
What is outwit, outplay, and outlast?
That is correct for Danielle.
That was good.
Danielle, the board is
yours. Survivor bitch, though.
Listen, I knew you and Lexi knew Jersey Shore. That's why I put Jersey Shore.
You knew we didn't know.
Well, I knew Jersey Shore, too. Everyone knows Jersey Shore. Who doesn't know Jersey Shore?
The board is yours.
I want Reddit for 800.
Reddit for 800. This Reddit mascot. Oh, wait. The Reddit mascot is named with this. A slang contraction of what's new.
I don't remember.
I'll start the timer.
I have no
10-second timer ticking down. Nobody knows?
The one I don't know is the one I can buzz in on.
Do you want to test to make sure your buzzer works? Lexi did get in first. We won't make you guess, but
okay, so as long as my buzzer works.
I feel like I should know, but I don't.
The correct answer is snoo, as in what's
would
new?
Would never have gotten that.
That's why it's the 800.
Is this still my turn?
Danielle, the board is still yours.
Oh, I want to do Texas, Florida, and New York. That was fun last time.
Yeah, that's fun.
Texas for how much?
200.
So Lexi, this is where you're going to thrive, because if Carly guesses first, she gets it wrong, and then Danielle guesses second and guesses it wrong, it's just free points there. How much?
200.
This state is highest amongst the three in fiscal stability. Carly.
I don't think I was
New Jersey or New York.
New York. I actually don't remember. I think that's incorrect.
Oh, man.
Who got second? Lexi, you got second.
What is Florida?
That is correct, Lexi, on the board! Hold on, I have to do something very quick, because I don't remember what these answers are. Okay.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, okay, you still see the right stuff. How do I get... Okay. Who just got it? Lexi, it's up to you.
Oh, let's do reality TV for six.
Reality TV for 600. Hold on, I gotta just... Okay, hold... Let's... I'll do that. There you go. Okay. Reality TV for 600. This police-based show was one of the first very popular reality shows when it aired in 1989. Danielle.
What is Cops?
That is correct, Danielle.
I thought that too, but I didn't want to get it wrong.
I knew it, and it just... This game's a farce. Charlie,
Danielle, the board's yours. Danielle. I have to pay her, Lexi. Why would I want anyone to win?
Wait, we win money?
Yeah, $5.
Everyone gets $5.
Oh, this is even more bullshit now.
Yeah, but
the board is yours.
There's still lots of time to make up. Like, Carly was winning in the first round, and then I won. So,
all right, we don't need analysis. Let's go.
Sorry. Can I do reality TV for 800?
Reality TV for 800. The Real World filmed its very first season in this major American city. Carly.
It is New York.
That is correct. Big.
It was big.
The board is still yours, Carly.
For 1,000. Let's finish it.
Finish the category. William Hung became famous after his appearance on the third season of this famous reality show.
Oh.
Timer starts now. 10 seconds. This is a classic. You guys don't know this one?
Just not an actor. Money.
It's not an actor, guys. I'll sing a little. Does anyone want to make a guess?
Is it going to be It's Always Sunny?
Is it going to be The Office?
Yeah. Like, reality TV.
I know.
Oh, but
hold on. Guys, let's see if you can guess it. She bang. Oh, it's William Hung from American Idol, guys. Come on.
Yeah.
She banged.
That was a bad question.
That was a good question.
Oh, that was good. Question.
Famous.
Because I recognize the name.
No, who the fuck is William Hung?
I recognize the name.
I know the name from The Office.
Mm-hmm. Cultural sensation.
No, he's well hung. Ryan asked if he's a big fan of William Hung.
Carly, the board is still yours.
Texas, Florida, New York for 400.
Okay, let me just see what the actual answer is. Okay, you ready? When measuring crime levels in each state, this state ranks amongst the safest amongst the three of them. Lexi!
What is New York?
That is correct, Lexi. Uh-huh. Wait a minute. This is your category, Lexi.
Florida man. That's how I knew it wasn't Florida.
And then Texas is rattlesnakes and spiders. Lexi, the board is yours.
Florida has rattlesnakes and spiders.
Let's keep going with Texas, Florida, New York for six.
Also don't do crime. What is that relation?
What do you mean? Oh, well, actually, yeah, that is crime. For some reason, I was thinking death. Are you ready?
I don't know.
You said 600?
Okay. Correct.
This state ranks lowest when looking at state's economic stability and potential. Carly.
It's Florida.
That is incorrect. Lexi, you were second.
What is Texas?
That is incorrect. Danielle?
What is New York?
Bullshit. It can't be
that
it.
That is correct. That is there are funny. A lot of really poor areas of New York.
That's, oh, back down that makes no sense. I live in upstate. It fucking sucks here.
But you got to think about it. When we're talking about like potential. Like there's a lot of potential in New York.
Yeah, no all the economic potential was gone years ago.
Exactly. Here,
it's a barren wasteland.
I didn't like that question.
Well, you're back down to zero. Danielle, barely. What is yours?
I want to do Reddit for 1,000 to clear out the category.
This was at one point the main competitor to Reddit. Lexi.
Oh, shit. I just did that so Danielle wouldn't get
it. It's okay. I don't know. I have an idea, but Lexi, I don't know.
We're going to have to push it for an answer. 5 seconds. Four. Three.
Yes, dude.
What is Yelp?
Yelp, that is incorrect. Back down at -1,000.
Oh no. So now I have to give my answer.
You buzzed in second, you gotta answer.
Don't laugh. What is 4chan?
That is correct.
What the fuck is 4chan?
You guys 4chan. Don't know what 4chan is?
The green
so you wouldn't get it. I didn't think I'd actually get the buzzer.
That doesn't make sense.
I know that, but for once I get in and I don't know.
Danielle, the board is still yours.
I need a drink.
I want to see what nickname by athlete is. Can I do that for 200?
Yes. So I'm going to end up giving you the athlete, and you have to tell me the nickname that the athlete has.
Mm. Okay.
OJ Simpson. Carly.
Cool. Who is the juice?
That is correct. Carly, the board is yours.
Go 400.
Same category?
Obviously.
Wayne Gretzky.
Come on, Lex.
10 seconds.
See? Hockey girl.
I know. I know who he plays for.
I feel like I should know this, but
I don't know his nickname, though.
I don't know his nickname either.
The Great One.
I love him.
Can everyone buzz in as well, please? Thank
you. Yeah, whatever.
Carly, the board's still yours.
600.
600. Julius Irving.
Mm.
Come on, guys. Come on. Really? This is like
I don't know. Who is this?
Every episode of Actual Jeopardy when they get the sports categories and all of the nerds are like, I don't know. Julius Irving. Dr. J. Dr. J. Who is Dr. J? Oh, my Lord.
I don't know who that is.
We're going to have a big discussion later tonight, you and I, Danielle. Carly, the board's yours.
800.
Oh, Carly.
Oh, God.
You just hit the daily double.
That sucks.
You can you can wager up to 1,000 points. How much would you like to wager on this question? You can wager up to 1,000 as low as you want.
I just don't want to lose all my points. I might, like...
Carly, you'll still be beating me.
Yeah, I guess. 400?
400?
I just don't know if I'll... Yeah.
Your answer is George Herman.
Fucking should have done that.
The German.
You have 10 seconds.
I don't even know who that is, dude.
You might know him once you hear the nickname.
Who is George the Giant?
Correct answer was Babe Ruth.
Oh, I was so close.
Really?
George Herman Ruth. Babe Ruth. You were close. You were close. Carly, the board's still yours, though.
You know what? 1,000.
Is Danielle cheating over there?
Probably. No, I'm on Be Real.
Oh, wow.
Charles Barkley.
I didn't know he had a nickname.
No one's going to get this. This is the 1,000-point clue for it. Can we just skip to it? Can we just stop?
I've watched you play so much Barkley Shut Up and Jam. I feel like I should know this. Yeah,
they don't. I don't think they ever mentioned his nickname. The correct answer. No one want to guess? Does anyone want to guess for fun?
No.
Correct answer is the Round Mound of Rebound. Absolutely. Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that. Wow, chef's kiss of a nickname there. Carl, the board's still yours.
Guess for 400.
No there are chess. Three ways to win a chess match. Checkmate, by your opponent conceding, or via this. Lexi.
What's the word? What is forfeiting or some shit like
that's,
that?
That's conceding.
Dang.
That's what concession is.
Oh, God, Lex.
No, so we're not going to take that one. Sorry about that.
Queen's Gambit so much.
Anyone else want to buzz?
Okay, no. Do I lose points if I do?
Correct answer is timeout.
Oh.
All chess matches have a timer. You lose if your timer hits zero. Carly, the board is still yours.
Yeah, I really thought you were going to clean up on chess because you have to talk to Charlie about it so much.
I did too, to be honest.
The thing is, I listen, but I don't absorb always.
Makes sense.
So I'm going to go 800. I'm sorry, Charlie.
100
I should know that, but my
chess
brain
is very difficult.
Are you ready? This state ranks highest in how well they prep students for college during pre-K through 12th grade. Danielle.
What is New York?
Damn, that was my guess.
That is incorrect.
Is it wrong?
Carly was in second.
What the fuck? Texas?
That is incorrect. No, Lexi, what is it?
No, let's go. What is Florida?
Yeah!
What is that?
Listen,
how is
that
that's being
why,
true?
This is why I set it up before. Go blame usnews.com. They have all of these rankings. I'm not the one that did it. I copy and pasted. That's all I did.
This is
like the challenge.
Propaganda.
Well,
this is Florida propaganda.
Lexi, board is yours.
You're over there.
Let's go back to chess for six.
Oh, back to the chess.
We'll bring Beth
to the board.
Yeah.
This strappingly handsome man is currently the best chess player in the world and is wildly considered the best in the history of chess.
Really that handsome? Who's judge of that?
He's handsome.
How is that a fact?
I am. It's a fact. Well,
I know who it is, but I
how handsome is handsome?
Blanking on his name.
I'm going to need to see a visual here.
Oh.
What a handsome lad. He's the greatest. The answer is Magnus Carlsen. He's the greatest chess player in the hit. Look at that. Like, look at the
look he's attractive for a
chess player. Stop. I know you have a man crush. You can stop.
Correct answer, Magnus Carlsen.
I'm a serial killer.
What? Oh, fair enough. Lexi, the board is still yours.
Stick with eight.
This is the country in which chess was created. Lexi.
What is Russia?
That is incorrect.
Damn it. They're really good at it.
Carly disconnected.
Oh, no.
Carly's Wi-Fi shit the bed.
Oh, the Wi-Fi.
Are you there, Carly? Carly's in. Carly?
No, I didn't mean to buzz. My thing was...
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Danielle, do you want to buzz?
But I'm going to lose points.
Yeah.
You're doing fine.
Danielle, you have a lot of points to spare. Come on.
I guess.
Now look at me.
Yeah, Danielle, if you guess, you won't lose points.
But that's bullshit.
I'm not going to get the points anyway.
What is it?
I don't want the points. I just want to guess. Is it China?
That is incorrect.
I'm glad.
The correct answer was India. You do.
No, that was... No one's going to believe me, but that was my second guess.
I docked points because you have a lot to lose. Lexi,
no!
Still yours.
Give them back. Give them back, please.
No, Danielle, you don't deserve.
You have more points than me.
But we're like going to go into
Charmans. Recognize.
I'm gonna log off if you don't give me
really,
back.
Really,
give them back. It's only fair.
Yeah,
Charmans recognize Bobby Fischer as one of the best American grandmasters. This title is one lower in the FIDE title.
I don't even know what any of these words
are. I don't know what this is.
I know what a grandmaster is.
FIDE is it's a French organization for like chess. The titles, they have a bunch of titles ranging on how good you are, grandmaster being the top. This one below it, is I am international master. That's why it's 1,000-point clue. I'm not going to give you what piece moves can move one forward. Like, that's a pawn.
I don't even know the answer
that's
to that
stupid.
One.
You should have.
Lexi?
I don't even know the answer to that. I mean, there's only one more, so.
Our final question of the first board. Texas, Florida, or New York for 1,000. This state ranks last in the natural environment rankings. Danielle.
What is Texas?
That is correct.
That's right.
So we have come to our final board. We've come to the end of round one. The scores are Danielle is in first with 3,400, Carly is in second with -400, and Lexi is in last with -1,400.
I'll come back.
The comebacks could happen. Please stay with us. We're going to cut to a short commercial break. We'll be right back with Title Pending Jeopardy. This episode of Title Pending Jeopardy is sponsored by Philly Forward. Philly Forward is a vintage clothing website run by friend of the program, Philly Dan. Philly Forward has all of your vintage clothing needs. Do you like vintage sports jerseys? Well, they've got them. Do you like fashionable flannels and comfortable sweaters? Well, they've got them. Philly Forward has a wide selection of shirts, jerseys, jackets, pants, shoes, and so much more. I wouldn't recommend something that I don't use myself. I have ordered multiple jerseys, and they were all extremely affordable and very quickly shipped. Now head on over to Philly Forward's website, www.phillyfwd.com, to take advantage of all the amazing deals. And now back to the episode. And we are back after that short commercial break. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for staying with us. We are on to our second round. Again, the scores are Danielle's in first, 3,400. Carly, minus 400. Lexi, minus 1,400. But we won't talk about that. Our categories for round two are Mario Kart Origins. I give you a track from Mario Kart.
That one.
Because it's fun. I give you a kart.
Danielle's so good at it.
And you tell me where the game that it initially comes from. Our second category, fast food limited time. That's all about limited time fast food items, believe it or not. Cartoon villains. I'll give you three cartoon villains. You have to tell me which show it comes from. Expensive collectibles and famous art. Lexi, because you are in last, you'll be going first. You'll be picking the category. What would you like to go with first?
I'm going to go with see if my art history class paid off in college. I got an A in, all from cheating. Famous
me too.
400.
Famous art. So our first clue. When talking to this artist, you may need to shout on account of him missing one ear. Carly.
Is Van Gogh.
That is correct.
Stupid.
Back at zero. Oh, Carly, the board is yours.
Cartoon villains for 400.
Mr. Burns, Sideshow Bob, and Kang and Kodos. Carly.
But what is The Simpsons?
That is correct. Carly, storming back. Carly, the board is still yours.
Fast food limited time, 400.
This McDonald's drink is limited to around the time of St. Patrick's Day.
Oh,
Danielle.
What is this shamrock shake?
Oh, yeah.
That is correct.
I knew that, too. I blanked.
I hate this buzzer. It doesn't work for me.
Still
the board is yours, Danielle.
Mario Kart Origins for 400.
Ugh.
Toad's Factory, Danielle.
What is Mario Kart Wii?
That is correct.
Wait, I don't get this one.
So I tell
whatever
you the
that
track,
map is on.
And you have to tell me the game that it first started. There are going to be tracks.
Hard.
There are going to be tracks which were in games, but they're in like future games. But that's not what I'm asking for. Like, you know how there are the retro tracks in Mario?
Yeah.
Or in Mario Kart Wii? Like that. You have to tell me the original game.
Danielle, you're really good at this one too. Bullshit.
Really? I know. Didn't I go for like...
I may have fucked.
Cleared the category.
I think I went. No, I think I went 4 for 5 or something like that.
Yeah, you didn't get the last one because it was.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna say the game.
It was hard.
Danielle, you are up.
Fast food limited time for 800.
This limited time Taco Bell item has an X-rated name.
X-rated.
Taco Bell has a lot of limited items.
Yeah,
but I like, know.
How many of them have X-rated names?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, oh.
Time
I don't know.
That's the
tripping me
up. Correct
up.
Answer is the Naked Chicken Chalupa.
Oh.
Yeah, I knew that was a thing, but I wouldn't have gotten that.
Lexi, can you buzz, please? Thank you. Danielle, it is pick us up to you.
Expensive collectibles for 400.
Excuse me. In the original Pokemon base set, this holographic card sells for the most. Danielle.
What is Charizard?
That is correct.
Once again, you date Charlie Marcello, so you know what he talks about.
But that's an easy. Did you not know it's Charizard, Carly?
That was an easy one.
I didn't fucking buzz in, Charlie.
So you didn't. That's crazy that you didn't know. Never mind. We'll keep moving. Danielle, the board is yours.
I think Charlie. I think you're being
a girl in it. This
being
whole
biased.
Danielle, what did you promise him if you won?
Nothing.
Nothing. X-ray. He always makes it a point to not tell me
like,
what he's doing.
And yeah, X-rated like the Taco Bell answer. It's
what?
Definitely It's definitely X-rated, like the Taco Bell answer. That's what you promised.
No.
Danielle, the board is yours.
Famous art for 800. I can't believe I'm being accused.
Wildly considered one of the greatest artists and inventors of all times, he also lends his name to a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. Big toenail, Carly.
Come on.
Michelangelo. It was Michelangelo.
I don't remember if that's...
It is. That is it.
No, that is incorrect. That's incorrect.
What?
That's incorrect.
Oh, I know it then.
Lexi, you buzz second.
I thought it was Michelangelo.
Well, it's not. So do you want to guess Michelangelo or do you want to guess something else?
I don't want to guess.
Can I guess?
You can yield to Danielle.
Yeah, I don't want to lose
Danielle.
This one was Leonardo.
Leonardo da Vinci. Inventor was the part that ticked it off. I mean, they're all named after artists, but Leonardo da Vinci was the inventor.
I realized that too late when I clicked it. I'm like, oh, fuck, they're all artists.
Yeah. I had Leonardo in mind, but when you said Michelangelo, I thought I was wrong, but then I realized I was right.
They're all named after Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but
all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are named after artists, I should say. I don't think Leonardo da Vinci's parents were like, you know, that show TMNT is pretty good. We should name our kid Leonardo.
I disagree, but
okay. Danielle, the board is yours.
Mario Kart Origins for 800.
Toad Harbor.
Oh, I don't know this one, actually.
Thank God.
Two, one. Correct answer is Mario Kart 8.
The way I play that one, too, and I didn't
know. I wasn't sure if that one was from Mario Kart 8 or not. That's okay, though.
Yeah, the board's still yours.
Famous art for 1200.
This artist is synonymous with Campbell's Soup. Carly.
Come on!
Andy Warhol.
That is correct.
Wait, what?
Of this buzzer!
Lexi, I don't know why you're yelling at me! It's not my fault!
I'm pounding the keyboard like I... Never mind, that's X-rated, like the Taco Bell answer.
Thank you. This is a PG you're family naked? Show.
Is it?
Carly, the phone is yours.
Cartoon villains for 800.
Plankton, the Dirty Bubble, and Man Ray. Oh, Carly.
What is SpongeBob SquarePants?
That's correct.
I hate this buzzer.
Me too.
Carly, the board like is too. Danielle, you can't say me too. You have 5,000 points.
I know, but Carly still beats me out a lot of the time.
Cartoon villains.
I just clean up.
It's like I'm not even here.
The Lich, Ice King, and Gold. Carly.
What is Adventure Time?
That is correct. Carly storming back.
A cartoon villain 1600.
Okay. Memory Parasites, King Jellybean, and the Federation. 10 seconds.
King Jellybean sounds so familiar. That's why I'm like,
yeah.
This is a
I wanted 2 seconds. It, but wait, can I just guess? I don't
want
to.
Yeah, do you want a funds guess?
Yeah, is it Rick and Morty?
It is Rick and Morty.
I fucking should have. I recognize King Jellybean.
I was gonna put Evil Morty, but I decided against it because that would have been too easy. Yes, Danielle.
How are bathroom breaks gonna work?
You have to wait till the end of the round.
No, are you serious?
It's close. You can wait. We're halfway.
Cartoon villains 2000.
Carly, can you buzz in? Thank you. Mojo Jojo, Dick Hardy, and him. Carly.
Is the Powerpuff Girls?
That is correct. Carly storming back into this.
Damn, I really wish I did.
I'm in a really close third, guys.
Go, the board is yours.
Fast food, limited time, 12,000. 1,200, sorry.
We don't have a 12,000. This boneless McDonald's sandwich started in 1982 and was rumored to be kangaroo meat. Sadly, this item was retired earlier in 2020. Danielle.
What is the McRib?
Because I thought that, but that's bones.
But yeah.
No, there's no bones in a McRib.
Yeah, I realize that now.
It would be a liability if there was, right?
Because I was thinking that, but the boneless, that's what made me like second guess. Damn. Yeah.
Danielle, what is yours?
Mario Kart Origins.
Wait, can I pause for a second?
Yes, Carly.
Yes.
The rumor I heard about the McRib is that it was human flesh, not
really.
Yeah, that's why it was like, if you're a cannibal. Well, I heard it from Bones and All. Like, people kept talking about it after that movie came out. Like, yeah, if you eat a McRib, it, like, if you've ever had it, it's supposed to suggest that you would enjoy the taste of human flesh.
What movie is that from?
Bones and All.
Is that the movie about the pug that they would drop to see if it was a good day?
The Bones Day? Or no.
No, he died, guys. What? Noodle died.
Noodle died. Noodle.
Damn.
This is not really funny. Rough subject.
Yeah, no, that was the Timothy Chalamet movie.
I don't know. All dogs go to heaven, but, you know. I agree with that to an extent, because police dogs are police dogs and ACAB, so, I mean, do they really go to heaven? Danielle, you're bored. What?
Mario Kart Origins for 1200. I already told you.
Yoshi Falls. Carly.
I didn't mean to click. That was totally an accident.
You have 10 seconds.
I have to go?
Yes.
Yes, I was.
Mario Kart 8? I didn't mean to.
That is incorrect.
I didn't mean to, though. That's Danielle? Bullshit. Because if Danielle did that, she would have been okay to yield, right?
No, she wouldn't.
I know she would have been okay.
I took points off from her earlier, and you guys are like, give it back!
Because we forced you to!
What is Mario
Kart? No, you forced me to give it back, you fraud!
I think I'm wrong, but Mario Kart, yes.
That is correct.
Oh, it is?
It is?
Fuck, okay. Sorry, guys.
Danielle, the board's yours.
I don't apologize, you're right. I didn't mean the Mario click Kart.
I was gonna say Mario Kart or Mario Kart 64, but I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, that
Mario Kart Origins for 1600.
Music Park.
Ooh.
I feel like I know it too, but
I'm stuck between two of them.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with
Danielle, you can buzz it, Danielle. Buzz. Oh, Danielle buzzed at the buzzer.
Mario Kart 8.
That is incorrect.
Is it 7?
Was it Wii?
Correct answer was Mario Kart 7.
Fuck.
Because that's what I was going to guess.
Danielle, the board is still yours.
Expensive collectibles for 800.
Movie props and wardrobe are also fair game to collectors. The white dress of this actress from the movie The 7-Year Itch sold at auction for $4.6 million.
I don't remember when I blank it. Who the fuck is it?
You guys are gonna be mad when you see the answer, especially you, Carly.
I don't even care. It's fine. I've never seen it, so
Carly. Yeah, but Carly, famous white dresses, Subway greats.
Oh fuck, Marilyn Monroe.
Correct answer is Marilyn Monroe.
Really?
Oh, see, that was in my head, but I didn't.
The picture of the white dress fluffing up. That dress sold at auction for $4.6 million.
Not gonna lie, I didn't like realize that was.
I didn't realize she was an actress.
Yeah, she was.
Like, I knew she was an actress. I've seen some of her movies, but like, I don't associate her with being an actress.
She was just.
I didn't realize she was an actress, but I've seen some of her movies that she acted in.
Yeah.
Word for word.
There's some people that act in movies, but they're not like.
I didn't know LeBron James played basketball other than the few games
like
the NBA.
Like,
Shaq's a basketball player.
First. Yeah, exactly, but he's acted in movies.
Yeah, but if you said, yeah, he wasn't in Space Jam. He was not.
Wait, he wasn't?
No.
Oh my god.
Wow, can she get points taken off of that?
That's 1 point taken off.
No, please stop. One.
That's please one stop. Point. You're down to six.
Please.
Yeah, you're down.
That's so mean.
Oh, wait, who's bored? Oh, it's Danielle's bored still. Yeah.
Famous art for 1600.
Salvador Dali's most famous work is called The Persistence of Memory, which consists of many of these objects melting. Lexi!
Yeah, what are clocks?
Yeah, Lexi!
What's
back in the positive!
Lexi, I'm not gonna lie, I really thought you were gonna say eggs because of the Chegg. You know how they have the copy? Yeah,
they do have that. That's good.
They do have a copy. If I said that, I
thought that was gonna happen.
That would have been funny.
I would have given you the 1 point that Danielle lost. the board is yours, Lexi.
Let's do fast food for 1600.
Fast food for 1600. Burger King tested their luck with the classic patty melt with this limited time option.
Nail's gotta know it. Big BK advocate over there.
Big BK.
This is the I know only what item you're talking I've, about, but I don't know what it's called.
Only item I've ever liked from Burger King.
I know like what it is, but I don't know what they've been calling
patty
it.
Patty melt, two pieces of rye bread, two burgers, cheese, onions. Correct answer is the sourdough king. Or it's not rye bread, it's sourdough bread. I was thinking of the chicken parm
that they've been promoting.
If chicken parm at night.
Yeah. I think it's weird that Burger King's whole thing is like all other fast food restaurants have circle burgers. Ours are long. Like that's their whole shtick. It's like long burgers and sandwiches.
That it's different. Like look at Arby's. We have the meats. Yeah,
we have the meats. Lexi, the board's still yours.
We'll finish the category.
Oh, Lexi, do you know what that means?
No. Does she get the daily double?
That means you hit our first daily double of double Jeopardy. No. You can wager up to 2,000 points with this one.
This is big.
Would you like to bet? This is your chance to come back.
You could be in second.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Let's just go for it. Let's just
2,000?
Do it. Risk it.
Lexi, your answer is the McPizza was served nationwide up until the mid 2000s. However, there's still one location that serves it, and it is in this state.
A 1 out of 50 chance.
You have a 2% chance.
Can I get a hint?
It's not Alaska or Hawaii. That's a hint.
What is New York?
That is incorrect. You're down to minus. Not Wisconsin.
Oregon?
Not Oregon. The correct answer is
it's Midwest.
Florida, the one massive Florida? McDonald's in Orlando, Florida, still
that
serves
should have been in the Florida, Texas, or New York category.
Totally been, but... crossover.
Yeah,
I just guessed New York because you like New York and pizza, and then there's like New Jersey and pizza. And...
Lexi, the board's still yours.
All right, back down to 1800. All right,
-1800.
Negative. Let's do famous art from 2000.
Is everyone buzzed in? They are. This artist has never shown his face and is famous for more street art and political statements, his latest being a framed picture that shredded itself when it sold at auction. Nobody knows his real identity. He could even be the host of this very podcast and nobody would know. Carly.
Banksy.
That is correct.
I love Banksy.
Is Banksy the host of Title Pending Podcast?
No.
No one's ever seen me and Banksy in the same room. That's all I'm going to say. Have you seen me and Banksy in the same room, Danielle?
Oh, Banksy's a woman.
I'm not answering that.
Banksy could probably. Men have not had that many smart ideas since. Carly, you're bored.
Sorry, I should have.
That was good. Collectibles. 1,200.
1,200? Oh. Carly, you have hit our other daily double. This is your chance to take the lead. How much are you willing to wager?
Ooh, 1,200.
There will be no buzzing on this question. This disgraced rapper has the second highest value shoe ever. The prototype of this first release, which he wore at the 2008 Grammy stage, is valued at $1.8 million.
Was Kanye or Ye? Where he goes with
correct. That was I a just really want you to, can I, hold on, I want you to know, I wrote all these questions, and I didn't show Danielle any of them. I said, pick two numbers, 1 through 5. Right, Danielle?
Yeah, and I still didn't get a daily double.
She picked one of them, or she picked like 3 and 5 or whatever, and it happened to be this category and this question.
That one's so easy.
I didn't pick the daily double.
I'm mad. That's stupid.
Carly's
I'm mad at myself. Yours.
Carly's also in first.
I'm content. Expensive collectibles. Wow. 600.
Well, Honus Wagner had been the most expensive card for a while. The rookie card of this New York Yankees legend broke the record and sold for $12.6 million in 2022. Danielle.
Who is Babe Ruth?
That is incorrect. Lexi.
I'm just going to guess. Who is Aaron Judge?
That's a good guess.
That is
a Carly,
good.
Would you like to buzz?
Okay, I'm playing the long game here.
Correct answer is Mickey Mantle.
Did I have a good guess?
Fuck, I should have known that.
Yeah, that feels obvious now.
Sold for it's a PSA 8 or 9, which is good for the type of card it was. It was sold in a, I think it was sold, no, the Honus Wagner was sold in a, I know way too much about this. The Honus Wagner was sold in a cigarette pack, like as like a, you just get it with when you buy the pack, but he didn't like that he was associated with smoking and children. So he's like, take my card out. And they only released like 100 packs with his card in it. So that's why that card is so rare. Whose board is it?
Not mine.
Carly, yeah, you called it. Which
2000 collectibles.
While not the most expensive item, this Magic the Gathering card is widely considered the holy grail by card collectors everywhere, Charlie included. It sold at auction for $511,100 in 2021. It didn't hurt that it was signed by its artist, Christopher Rush. Danielle.
What is the Black Lotus?
That is correct.
Black this Lotus is probably, you guys are dating.
Black Lotus, probably one of the most rare and known about trading cards of all time. It is the holy grail of card collectors. What do you mean?
No, I'm just curious. Like, what is it? I don't know. I'm confused.
So, Magic the Gathering released Alpha. It's Alpha Set, which was Magic the Gathering. It's a trading card game, but it released its Alpha Set, which was like before the game was ever actually released. They had 9 cards, which were known as the Power 9, which are the most powerful cards in the game. Then when they created the actual set, they're like, these cards are too powerful. We can never print them again, right? Mm-hmm. So that anytime you're able to find the Black Lotus, it is like, oh my God, it's out of this world.
I just never heard of it. I'm very
It's a pretty
curious.
Card as well. That's what the card looks like. It's that.
Oh, is it? It's not a Pokemon card, though.
No, but it's
no,
similar.
It's Magic the Gathering.
Pokemon Magic the Gathering, similar.
How do you play that? Is it like Dungeons & Dragons type thing? Or?
I have
no idea. It's like Pokemon, but it's more... It's like Pokemon, more but fantasy. It is with like the wizards. Yeah, wizards and shit.
Okay. Yeah.
Final question.
Does that mean Mario Kart Origins?
Lexi, can you buzz in, please? Thank you. Moo Moo Farm. Lexi.
Oh, what is we?
Incorrect.
Damn it!
Get out from Danielle. Carly, you were second.
What is Mario Kart 7?
Incorrect. Danielle.
It's fucking...
What is Mario Kart 64?
What? Oh, original.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That was a guess. Let's
Moo Moo
go.
Meadows was in Mario Kart Wii. Moo Farm was from Mario Kart 64.
I was thinking of Moo Moo Meadows.
Yeah,
I was thinking of that too.
Carly and I used to fuck that one up.
It's a good course. It's a good course. But that takes us into the end.
Because the best thing about that course is you get the mushrooms and you can just zoom, zoom, zoom through the grass, cut everyone off.
It's like half of them, Lexi. Majority.
We are coming.
Super ideal with it. Unless
we are coming into Final Jeopardy. Our scores, Danielle's in first with 8,599 points because she said Shaq was in Space Jam, so she lost that 1 point. Mm-hmm. Carly in second with 4,800. And Lexi, close in third, negative 5,400. That's incredible.
Can I go pee?
Well, no. I have to announce what the Final Jeopardy category is and how it works. Yes. Our Final Jeopardy category is insects.
I can't even...
But what's going to happen is you guys are going to text me how much you want to wager.
What are our amounts?
Danielle has 8,599.
I need to do the math.
Carly has 4,800. Lexi has net. Lexi, you can wager up to 5,400.
I'm not good at the math here. I just kind of wing it.
So text me how much you guys want to wager. And then, we're going to go to commercial break. We'll be back with Final Jeopardy. Thank you for listening. This episode is also sponsored by the Tri-State Sports Podcast Network. The Tri-State Sports Podcast Network is a collaboration of the three podcasts that I have started, Title Pending, The Marquee Matchup Show, and the Tri-State Sports Podcast. All three of these pods have come together to create under one network. Nothing will change with this podcast. It'll still be rarely uploaded. However, if you enjoy our content here and would like to hear more, then feel free to check out our other programs. On top of our podcasts, we have also started a blog where we will continue to deliver more on-brand content. You can find all of our blog posts from me, as well as other guests and co-hosts, at www.tristatesportspod.com. www.wordpress.com. And now, back to your regularly scheduled program. And we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back with Final Jeopardy, a recap of our scores. Danielle, 8,599. Again, that one missed point because Michael or Shaquille O'Neal was not, in fact, in Space Jam. Carly with 4,800. Very strong second half showing. Lexi, close to third, minus 5,400.
Now we know why I always beat Anthony Finn. I always beat Anthony Finn. You can tell why.
And our final category before the break we revealed was insects. And now the question. It hardly comes as a surprise that these insects are the most numerous in the world. They number from 10 trillion to 100,000 trillion individuals globally. And there are more than 10,000 species. Please, you have 1 minute. Can I change the buzzer amount? No, it's just...
You mean like general bug then?
I cannot answer any further questions.
Oh, fuck. Now I'm confused. I thought I kind of had it at first. Shoot, I'm between like two. Oh.
I'm just going to go for it because I don't have anything to lose.
I think I calculated my...
Oh, shit. I know.
I think if Carly went all in and gets a Sprite, I lose.
I don't know. I thought I had it, but now I'm confused. My mind didn't make sense for a second, but I don't think I have it now.
And time is up. We have all of our answers in. I'll go one by one. I won't tell you if it's actually I will tell you if it's correct or not, but I won't tell you the correct answer. We'll go starting from bottom all the way up to top. Lexi, you were in last with negative 5,400, and you had the opportunity to get back to zero. What was your answer?
I said, Charlie, what is a fruit fly?
And I can confirm that that is incorrect.
Down okay. 10, that was one of the ones negative. I thought.
Carly, you were in second with 4,800. What was your answer?
I said ants.
And I can confirm that that answer is correct. Carly, still in second, all relying on what Danielle said. Danielle, what was your answer?
Ants.
Shit.
Ants. Correct answer. Danielle stays on top. 9,959 points to Carly's 7,602. Lexi, thank you for stopping by.
I see about 10 trillion whatever fruit flies in the brewery every summer because fruit flies are attracted to breweries. It's a fact. You go to any brewery when it's hot. So that was just the first thing that came to my mind. I see them at work.
It's not a bad answer.
No,
I like the answer.
Because then I just started thinking of all the general ones. Like I went beetles,
spiders.
Spiders.
I feel bad because I got it straight away. Like I think I sent the text while you were still reading the question.
I hate spiders to the point where I didn't even want to type it out.
All right, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty close to going all in.
I was worried you were going to go all in.
I
don't think we would have actually.
If I were correct and you were correct and you went all in, that I still won.
She would have won by
99, I think.
No, you would have won by 300 points.
Oh.
Carly's doubled is 9,600. And you won at 99.59 because of... Oh, wait, no, you were 99...
I think I was...
Oh, you were 9,599. You would have actually lost by 1 point.
No.
Yes. Because you were
I was 9,599.
Oh, yeah, because you went... Yeah.
I would have won by 99.
You are correct. You are correct.
I have one request as the person who came in last place.
Yeah, what's up?
Is there any chance I could come back on and redeem myself?
Yeah, of course.
I think it's just me and Lexi next.
No, I don't really want Danielle to be involved in this anymore. I really think it's fucking rigged.
The co-host.
I will be very candid and say I do think the questions were unfair. I feel like the questions were more balanced last time.
She's like a third co-host at this point. She's on every show. I go on Spotify. It's like, hey, Carly, Charlie, and we have a special guest. Danielle, I'm like, what's so special? She's on every fucking episode.
I know. What's so special? I want to record, and someone forgets that there's a football game on Sunday, so she can't record on Sunday. Certain things happen. I can't get hosts or guests, so I have to go with the person who's always available.
What's wrong with you? Because it took 2 days later. It wasn't a big delay. Thanks. Liz gets to be on, and she's supposed to be the third host, so you're yelling at me.
I've also decided in this spot, in this moment, right now, Danielle, you will not be on next episode because
that doesn't make any sense.
Listen, hold on, hear me out. We are running
today that winner stays.
Can I speak? Can I talk? Like, can I share my
You're gonna thoughts? Look at me and tell me that I'm wrong? He came down from a fucking bubble, Doug.
We are going to run our very own tournament of champions. Danielle being obviously the best title pending Jeopardy player of the lot that we've had so far. Next episode will be Ava, Carly, Lexi. Winner of that will go on to our finals against Danielle, along with another one. So let's say Ava wins that game. Then the next one will be Carly, Lexi, and Joey. Then the winner of that one will go also into the final. We'll have three people, Danielle and two other finalists. Does that sound fair and exciting to you guys?
Yes.
Don't mind.
Yes, Danielle, what's up?
Like to write the questions if I'm not participating.
Well, but here's the thing, we already wrote a bunch of questions. We made three boards before this.
We did?
Yes, a long time ago.
Danielle
and I did.
I thought we only
we made three. The initial Jeopardy was supposed to be
that this was written from the beginning. If she helped you.
We were initially going to have it be Carly versus Ava. Is that correct, Carly?
Yeah.
So Danielle and I made three boards for the two of them. As soon as Ava was like, we're not doing it. We can't, because Ava has the busiest schedule known to man, apparently.
Well, she's just going out every time. She's like, oh, I forgot I'm going out.
Yeah.
Every time.
So I remade boards from scratch by myself for Danielle and Carly. I did the same thing today on short notice, which may be why some of the categories were worse than others. And that's where we are now. It was a good round. I owe Danielle $5. You act like I want to pay her. Like, I don't want to pay any of you is the thing.
It was your idea to pay, so.
Yeah, well, no one wants to compete in a game show that has no... No one wants to compete in a game show that has no prize.
Charlie, we went like four questions in, and I didn't even know there was a prize, and I was still playing. So, you're welcome. I'm just happy to be here.
Lexi, do you want to... Carly, we still have to do our... We have to make your character for Dungeons and Dragons. Lexi, do you want to be in that episode
too?
Oh, I'm so in. Danielle can't be in that though, because she can't listen to it. It has to be a surprise.
What does it consist of?
She shouldn't be in it. She's not gonna like it.
You're out. The only rule that I have.
I'm curious. I want.
You can be in when we're creating her character. The only rule that I have for that episode is, don't make a mockery of it. You're gonna be a character. You have to be the character, like, right? Like, you're playing the character. Go all in on it, right? That's okay. My only role. Because if you're there, like, this is stupid, it's not gonna be fun. Then it won't be funny.
Like,
it won't be good.
Basically, I like the character. So if my character's a beard, I should dress up.
Full character. No, it's not full character.
I'd dress up. Are you fucking kidding?
I should dress up too.
Lexi, you can play a part if you want to. You can be one of the NPCs.
You could totally be an NPC.
I'll be an NPC because I see NPCs on the island all the time. Great. So I know exactly how they act.
I gotta see. My thing was I wrote like a 7-page script for me as a dungeon master for this thing, full of combat encounters, NPCs, story, and it's great, right? But now I gotta rewrite. I'll just change the name of one of the NPCs to Lexi. So you'll be in it. Don't you worry. Well, this has been a long episode. I don't know how long this is gonna be once we
finish. There's a lot of fighting involved.
I've actually been shorter than the other one.
It's really only been an hour. We really started at like 10:20.
When you get Carly, yes, there's been a lot of fighting. When you get three of our family members in any episode, there's gonna be fighting. You saw what happened when Jen came in the episode that we on Easter that we did at LBI.
Oh, that's different though.
Yeah, maybe that
she also came in four times throughout the episode.
She didn't even recall walking into our podcast at all afterwards.
Well, anyway, this has been a title pending production. Thank you all for listening. Do my guests/co-hosts have anything they'd like to say?
I don't really like that you're calling me out for my availability, because I put in my all here and Ava has not been present since. And I
that is true. That is true. If she, that's the ultimate test. Ava, if you listen to this, if you listen this far, text us. We have a group chat for the title pending. It's kind of dead.
Code word, use the code word and then we'll know.
Okay, fair enough, fair enough.
Send us context. We'll know what you're talking about.
That sounds weird. That could be taken out of context. I don't want that on my podcast.
Question mark?
No, because it's still weird. If you say send us, someone's going to be like, what are they sending pictures?
Plant emoji. And then
every time we say, I think I'm gonna censor it out. I'm just gonna bleep it. Oh. I think that'll be good. Danielle, congratulations on another win. Lexi, thank Carly, you. Thank you for coming.
I have a question.
Well, hold on one second. Let me finish my outro a little bit first.
You did pretty good though, didn't I? Be honest.
You did great.
You did.
Lexi. Thank you.
You had like 3 questions you killed.
The ones I got, I killed, but knew so many, the button just wouldn't work. I'm telling you, I'd be in first.
Danielle, what is your question?
When am I getting promoted to co-host?
Never.
Fry host.
You're co-co. You're head guest. You're head guest at this point. You will never. Oh, I'm sorry.
That
you
is so insulting. I think I've done.
You have.
How many episodes at this point?
You have.
Whatever. Yeah, if I ever we'll have host, to talk about this later.
Co-host, there's only 2 types of people that can be co-hosts.
Then what is Eva? She's never been on the show. Family. How am I below
the blood? The boys in the blood are the only two groups.
If I ever retire, you can take my spot.
That is so annoying. I'm leaving.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't leave. You'll mess up the audio.
Can't have that happen again.
I want 7 words from each of you, starting with Danielle, to sum up the episode. Danielle?
7?
Yeah. That was 1, so you're down to 6.
BK. Have it your way.
Fair enough. That's pretty good.
That's
Carly?
Good. I
didn't
know that. I don't know. Because now I'm just thinking of, like, slogans. Oh, shit.
That's it. Lexi?
That's good.
This was super rigged. Thank you, though.
I've been your host, Charlie Trebek. Thank you guys for listening to Title Pending Jeopardy. We will be back soon with Dungeons and Dragons, and it's gonna be a debacle. I think is the only way to put it. It's gonna be fun. Thank you. We love you. And peace.
Bye.